This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Coming to me live from the great city of Austin, where I hope they're still not having to boil water, is the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns, and that would be one young Dan Zimmerman. Are you still having to boil water?
No, that ended after 3 or 4 days, and we have purged our the head of our joke of a water utility, and all the right people are making all the right noises about it, you know, fixing things after we had the three boil orders in 3 years,
right,
in a city of about 2 million people. It's been wonderful.
Where the streets are lined with unicorn dreams and marijuana.
I don't know about marijuana. Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of that, but we've got lots of unicorn dreams.
Yeah. Speaking of unicorn dreams, let's talk about this Maryland assault weapon ban, where they think, I guess, common use occurs every time you pull it out to go fight the revenuers, or what?
Well, the folks who are trying to get the Supreme Court to take this case, namely, mostly, the Firearms Policy Coalition, the Second Amendment Foundation, have written a Supreme Court brief arguing the case. There's been another one written by about 25 attorneys general as well. But they want to point out the fact that the common use standard that was set in the Heller decision doesn't necessarily mean how often a gun is used, I mean fired, in order to to justify being in common use. It's how often it's owned. I'm not sure why that's even a question. I'm sure the attorneys who are far more versed in these issues than I am know why this might be an issue for the high court, but my guess is that the people on the other side, the respondents in this case, who are supporting Maryland's assault weapons ban, have argued that AR-15s are hardly ever used in self-defense, therefore they're not in common use. That's my speculation anyway. But that is, of course, a garbage argument, and there are at least 20 million and probably closer to 30 million AR-15s. That's just AR-15. We're not talking about SKS, AKs, mini 30s, whatever. But yeah, the AR-15 is about the most owned rifle in this country, and is by any measure in common use.
Now, are they saying they're not used that often in Maryland where they're banned?
I'm not sure. Again, I'm not clear as to what the plaintiffs here were, or why the plaintiffs here felt they needed to argue the definition of common use in terms of being fired versus being owned. But, if you obviously in Maryland, where they're banned, they're not commonly used in the country as a whole. Again, AR-15s are very commonly owned and wide use for hunting, for sporting uses, and yes, occasionally for self-defense. It's difficult to see how any court could look at AR usage or AR ownership in this country and conclude that they are not in common use, however you choose to define that.
I mean, you know, right now in California, they're trying to make the same argument about cars, right? You know, you got to have insurance if you have a gun. Except, how many times are cars used to stop a crime? Only when the cops do it, right? Only when the cops are able to do it. That's me going out on the same stupid limb there on there. If they want me to play the stupid game.
I was going to say that is a stretch.
Okay. Yeah. I was way stretching. I'm very flexible on mentally anyway. When they were going in that direction and everything, the problem that arises is that everything is based on circulation and everything else out there when they say common use. Just because you're not using it by actively shooting bad guys or using it in self-defense on a regular basis, those are things that are very... Who makes an inside-the-waistband holster for one of those?
Yes, obviously. Long guns in general, ARs in particular, are among the least used firearms for self-defense. In terms of statistics. However, that isn't by any reading what Heller meant. How widely are certain firearms owned? Firearms and guns like AR-15s are very widely used for hunting, very widely used for competition, very widely used for sport shooting, and are in tens of millions of gun safes all around the country.
Yep.
So, again, it's hard to argue that they're not in common use.
Well, I mean, you know, in certain self-defense cases, if they are at hand, like in a home invasion or something where we've seen them used by teenagers, yes, they do very well, and most bad guys, when they see that bearing down on them, they're going to create a death trail as they take off like Wile E. Coyote.
Exactly.
So, I mean, in some cases, it's actually a deterrent against crime. But I digress. So, how do you think this will turn out?
That's a good question. I mean, predicting what the Supreme Court will take and what they want is a risky business.
Right.
I have a feeling that it will depend on how the New York case comes out.
Right.
And, how and whether they address the level of scrutiny that gun control laws have to have. So I think we should probably wait and see how that is resolved.
I can do that.
And maybe better predict how this one will go.
I can do that. You hang on for me. We're going to go. We're going to take our first break of the hour. The truthaboutguns.com. This is where Dan plies his trade. This is where he has a group of writers, a group of contributors, and daily, you're looking at 10, 15 new articles put in there per day. And, that really is breaking news. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Do we know how many people die due to alcoholism every year?
I'm sure the number's out there, but I don't know that off the top of my head.
Do you think more people die from alcoholism or something related to alcoholism than actually murdered with guns in the United States today that are not gang violence?
I would expect, especially if you're excluding gang violence, suicide and gang violence,
yep,
that the number of people who die from alcoholism is probably far greater.
Yeah. Now, imagine, if you would, a president, and this is one of your articles, a president getting out there, got out there and put out a statement. Together, this extraordinary movement is making sure that the voices of victims and survivors and responsible drinkers are louder than the voices of beer manufacturers and Jack Daniels.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen, is it?
No, I guess not. Probably too much money going into the coffers. But here's the thing. Nobody in the gun industry, when we go to SHOT Show, we're not sitting around going, well, I don't know, Dan, how many people you think our products are going to be used for to kill innocent people? Out there in the inner city where everything's been set up for this. I mean, isn't this a good way to test these weapons? We're not doing that.
No, in fact, as the statistics clearly show, firearms are used 6, 8, 10 times more often every year to defend life than they are to take them.
Sure.
To stop assaults, robberies, rapes, murders. Again, far, far more often than they are to kill people. For some reason, that side of the equation is never mentioned by people like the president or whoever's writing his speeches. And it's certainly not going to be mentioned on a day like today, the 4th anniversary of the Parkland shooting.
Yes, well, let's talk about the Parkland shooting, because the Parkland shooting is one of those things they shamelessly exploit. I mean, the FBI knew about this kid, local law enforcement knew about him, the school board knew about him, the school, and when they saw him coming, instead of doing something about him, they hid. But they got red flag orders and all these other things in all of these other states that, as far as I can tell, stop nothing. They may separate people that aren't going to do anything with their little minority report thing and separate them from their guns. I don't know what the percentage is of those that are upheld versus, and doesn't Florida have them now?
Have red flag laws, you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Yes, they do. That was enacted after Parkland.
And do we know how many crimes they supposedly stopped? Because I would think they would be out there, crowing like a rooster in the morning over those.
You would think. Before this, they had something called the Baker Act, which I think they still have, which is meant to get people like the Parkland murderer off the streets and in a mental health program. But that, again, was something that all the law enforcement and government education employees involved didn't want to do. As you said, using the Parkland shooting as a justification to advocate for more gun control laws is a very tricky business, because the Parkland shooting was such an egregious example of the failure of government, of gun control laws, and of the entire system,
right,
to do anything about a kid who raised more metaphorical red flags than just about anybody else ever had. He had literally dozens and dozens of interactions with police. He brought knives to school. He got in fights. He brought ammunition to school. He posted threats about school shootings online. He'd been banned from bringing a backpack into school. But the school, the Broward County Sheriff had been called dozens of times. The FBI had been notified about him 2 times. All of that was tossed out and was discounted. Nobody did anything. The school district itself had a policy of not calling the police and of not charging kids who were involved in what they called nonviolent issues on school property. But this kid was involved in plenty of violent situations on school property. As I said, he threatened people. He had gotten into fights, knives, and again, he had said he had threatened to commit school shootings online. I can't think of anyone who had telegraphed what he was and what he intended to do more clearly than Nicholas Cruz.
Yeah. That was what I was going to say, telegraphed. He absolutely telegraphed what he was about to do. In the same vein as Elliot Rodgers out in California, which they also ran up against him and let him go because he was so polite. But anyway, let's talk a little bit about that when we get back. We're coming up on the next break. Dan is he's the gatekeeper behind what you see that pops up in post at thetruthaboutguns.com. And he has a lot of stuff coming through his turnstiles. And he takes that stuff, and that stuff is constantly being laid out there for you. Breaking news. This is where the concept came from. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former President Donald Trump is frustrated with mainstream media for refusing to report on Hillary Clinton's campaign being accused of paying a technology company to infiltrate Trump Tower servers and later the White House. Justice Department Special Counsel John Durham filed a motion saying the infiltration was to establish a narrative of collusion between then-Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Russia. Trump said in a statement released by his Save America Joint Fundraising Committee, can you imagine that? What should be the biggest
biggest story of our time, bigger than Watergate, is getting absolutely no mention. Crews are searching the ocean off the North Carolina coast after finding a debris field where a small plane carrying 8 people went down, according to the Coast Guard. Watchstanders at Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point received a report of a downed aircraft about 4 miles east of Drum Inlet. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the crash. This is USA Radio News. The Ford Motor Company said it will continue closing some of its assembly plants during the next few weeks due to the global semiconductor shortage. U.S. automaker will idle production at its Ohio assembly plant as well as the production line for the Transit van at its Kansas City plant, according to spokeswoman Kelly Felker in an email. It also will operate with reduced shifts at its Kentucky, Chicago, and Dearborn, Michigan truck assembly plants. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has decided to invoke emergency powers across all of Canada to stop the protests by demonstrators who continue to paralyze Ottawa and blocked border crossings in anger over the country's COVID-19 restriction. The Prime Minister met virtually with all the leaders of Canada's provinces and plans to address the nation later tonight. In recent days, Trudeau rejected calls to use the military, but said all other options are on the table to end the protests. Remember, you can stay informed 24/7 at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Now, I get that this is it's demonstrable, but one of the things that is at the top of the page is an article by Luis Valdez about the Parkland shooting.
Yeah, this kind of goes back to what we're just saying.
Right.
And for your readers who might not be familiar with all of the details and what went into or what preceded the shooting and all of the, so to speak, red flags that were raised in advance that should have warned as to what this kid was and what he was capable of. I suggest that they read this because it details a lot of that. It's very informative that way. So please go ahead and take a look at that. And all it really does is sort of reinforces the fact of what we've been saying, that Florida had gun control laws in place. This kid didn't have a concealed carry license. It was illegal to carry a gun on campus. This kid had broken laws in the past. The police had been called literally dozens of times. The FBI had been notified. The Broward County Sheriff had an armed security guard, a school resource officer, right there on campus. And none of those things did anything to prevent what happened. That armed security guard stood outside the school and listened as 17 people were murdered and 14 more were wounded. He never went inside. Basically, you know, the school, like every school in the country, is designated a gun-free zone. That means you're outsourcing your safety to other people, to law enforcement. That didn't work out too well for the people at Parkland. There was a law enforcement officer on staff there, Scott Peterson, who did nothing, literally nothing. There's video of him standing outside, listening to the gunshots going on inside. Some of the responding officers, or a lot of the responding Broward County Sheriff's officers, acted directly in contravention to standard protocols that had been taught and trained since the Columbine shooting. Meaning, when there is such an event, you run toward the shooter.
You go in. Yeah.
Exactly. You go in and you challenge the shooters in order to save as many lives as possible. That's not what they did. They were ordered by the officer who was in charge there to set up a perimeter. All they did was stand outside as Cruz was inside murdering people. It was a failure up and down the line from every aspect, from the local, from the administrators there at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, to the Broward County School Administration, to the Broward County Sheriff, to the FBI. It was just a cascade of failures that enabled this kid to do what he did.
Right. Let me ask you a question, if I might. Now, let's say it's you. Let's say it's Dan Zimmerman. And you have a 7-year-old in a school. You're in the line. All of a sudden, you see a bunch of people running out of the school. You hear guns. And you know about what happens when they are allowed to shoot and operate undisrupted. What are you going to do? I know what I'm going to do. What are you going to do?
What am I, as a student, you said?
No. You're picking up your kid. You're in the school
my
line.
Kid.
Yeah, you're picking up a child.
Oh, I'm picking up my, child. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That's a good question, because if you're on school property, you shouldn't have a firearm.
Well, you know, the problem with that is, like, for a concealed carrier who carries everywhere, right, you can't not have one with you if you're dropping or picking up a kid at school. Even if you
Correct.
Take it off of you, it's in the car.
Yeah, that law is broken. All the time, every
yes.
day, all across
and
the country.
I'll tell you what I would do. I would go in.
Yeah.
I would put on my headset. I'd be calling 911. I'd be like, I'm bald. I'm wearing a white shirt and black pants. I'm also carrying a Glock. You have a rampage killing going on right now, and I'm looking for the guy. Stay on the line with me. Because when your guys come in, I don't want there to be a mistaken case of identity.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they want to arrest me for breaking the law of having a gun in that setting, okay, arrest me. Let's see how far that goes. I'll play that game.
Yeah, I'm willing to put myself at legal jeopardy for that, and you'd be putting yourself, of course, at jeopardy for your life as well, because it's easy in a situation like that to get yourself shot when the police do enter the building.
Well, I think a shooter, a carrier, who knows what's going on, I think they probably are going to understand that they are going to have to be very aware of what's going on around them the whole time.
Correct. I agree.
And then plan accordingly.
Yes. And you just have to hope that the 911 operator communicates what you said in terms of your appearance and all that to the police there. That's maybe overly optimistic, but you do what you can do.
You do what you can do. That, I mean, I have talked to other people that tell me that what I'm describing is against the law.
It probably is.
So if saving a life is against the law, I will be an outlaw.
Yeah,
saving the lives of children is against the law, I will be Outlaw Bill all day long. Hang on for me if you would. Hang on for me if you would. There's two articles on Parkland there. Parkland is a really good study to look at to see how wrong gun control can go. And all the stuff that they tell you about how they can prevent this stuff, Parkland is an ideal case study to look at and say to yourself, well, they couldn't even prevent this one. And that's at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Nine Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And, you know, so many different ways we could go with this. Let's go ahead and talk about this. The ATF. They decided to commemorate Valentine's Day by advocating that you turn in your ex. Turn in your ex for what?
Well, our friends at the ATF seem to admire the Stasi a lot, and really like the way they had East Germans snitching on each other. So they put up a Valentine's Day tweet today. Advocating, asking, you know, do you have an ex who buys or sells guns legally? We would love to meet and treat them to a Valentine's Day surprise and list their tip line numbers and email and website. This is one of the most tone-deaf moves by a federal regulatory agency, at least in the last hour that I've seen. One of the big objections that we and others have expressed to laws like red flag laws is that they can easily be weaponized and used by vindictive people against others who they don't like, to harass them, to disarm them, to put them in actual danger. That's pretty much what the ATF is doing here. Whether they know it or not, maybe they didn't even intend that, but by putting up an appeal like this, they're giving an opportunity to every bitter ex who had a bad breakup to sic the ATF on their on an ex who done them wrong and cause an extremely dangerous situation.
Well, I mean, isn't that the way you abuse a red flag law?
That's exactly the way you abuse a red flag law, and they're just asking for people to do the same thing here. We've had situations in the past where people have swatted others, you know, call in saying that, you know, there's a shooting or somebody holding somebody hostage, and a SWAT team is sent to a house. And sometimes those have actually ended up with. That's probably a little extreme here, but it's what you do. If you call, if you turn in that ex who ghosted you after a few dates and you're angry at them, you could end up with the same kind of thing here. It's pretty nauseating, and coming from an agency who has had its own long, sordid history of scandals and bad behavior, it's incredibly shocking. So, they haven't done much to burnish their own image here today.
Now, in most of these states with red flag laws, is there any form of redress in the event that somebody says, well, like the guy that got killed in Maryland, what was his last name, Willis?
I don't remember his name, but I know who you mean, yes.
And that was something done by a family member because they were angry at him. So once that happens, and once you just kill a civilian just because of a mistaken, or not a mistaken, because of something other than actually what the law was written for.
Yeah, it's malicious.
Yeah. If somebody does something that malicious to somebody, I mean, shouldn't they be charged with murder?
Well, we've had similar things in the past. There was a famous case of a couple of video gamers who got into a dispute, and one of them swatted another one. It resulted actually in a shooting death, and the swatter eventually got 20 years in prison. So, yeah, that certainly can happen. Every place has laws against filing a false police report or something like that. So, of course, there's that, but I'm guessing that's a misdemeanor. But, yeah, if things go sideways enough that there's actual shooting and somebody dies as a result of a malicious false report, yeah, I think there's serious liability there.
Right. So, as far as that goes, how long do you think, how much longer do you think an agency like the ATF can continue to operate? I mean, apparently they ride with no oversight at all. Well, they're supposed to have oversight by the DOJ, but the DOJ has been weaponized, so that's got to be reformed. We'll see how that goes. Maybe we'll see something come out of the Republicans. Maybe they'll develop a spine or something come 2020, later on this year. And if they get in charge of things, they would actually do something. But in the interim, until we have a new president, their scope is going to be very restricted. So, I mean, how long do you think an agency like them can continue to go on?
Well, you know, you hear a lot of chest thumping and calls for reform and oversight and all that, and that's all nice and it's all well and good, and you hear the occasional calls to defund the ATF. But in the end, when was the last time you saw any federal agency go away?
Never have seen that, not one time. However,
it doesn't happen.
However, given some of their stuff that they've done, and given the fact that they have done these things, they've done these operations, And they're the common denominator. They're the common denominator between Randy Weaver and Fast and Furious and Operation Wide Receiver and all these other things that they've done. They're the common denominator. And the primary thing, which is their hallmark achievement, which is background checks, that's done by the FBI.
Correct.
So now that we don't have revenuers and bootleg whiskey, why do we need the ATF anymore? I'm almost certain that we could do without them.
I would agree. However, if somehow by some miracle we did do away with the ATF, its operations would simply be folded into most likely the FBI. It used to be part of the IRS for some reason originally, but it would probably be folded in the FBI or the DOJ as a whole, and it maybe not be called ATF anymore, but none of its functions would go away. It would still be there doing pretty much what it does right now. That's maybe a little cynical, but that's what's most likely, I think.
Probably realistic, anyway. Thank you for taking the time today to join me today. I was very confused yesterday. I was texting him yesterday, said, "Hey, man, can we pre-record?" I thought yesterday was Monday. Absolutely just messed up altogether. So thank you for being very flexible and shifting around to all of my crazed, lunatic, tired things that I've been doing over the last few days.
Not a problem. Happy to oblige.
Thank you, sir. Truthaboutguns.com, that's where Dan's at. That's where you can go check his stuff. Coming up next, we're going to discuss things with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.